I'm Zamazuma Mukhabela. I like to sing and dance, and I like to cook. Many people say the food that I cook is delicious.
Hello, my name is Busiso. I am 14 years old.
My name is Sandil. I like the loud sound, like a hi-fi sound, say
kupti. Hi, my name is Lindokuhle. I like to dance and to sing. My favorite song is Mzakazaka's song with Brown Dash. When I grow up, I like to sing because I have a song that I composed.
My name is Pretty Girl. I am 11 years old. In the far northeast corner of South Africa, close to the Mozambique border, is a primary school called Okayeni. The school opened in 1994, holding classes under the trees for almost 10 years. Today, the school has 7 green and white painted classrooms, which border two sides of a sandy playground where the children play soccer and netball. Through assistance from big business and NGOs, Okayeni has had just that little bit extra to meet the needs of the extremely poor community it serves. The vision and commitment of the teachers make a further qualitative difference. For 5 months, 9 children from Okayeni Primary took part in an extramural project run by Zasize Educational Trust and the University of Cape Town's Children's Institute. The first step was a bookmaking process where the children wrote about and painted aspects of their lives. The next stage was for them to tell their stories. They learned how to make their own recordings, interviewing friends and family for broadcast on radio in Zulu and English. Poverty and unemployment are common features in the lives of many families in this area. AIDS is a daily reality, as is malaria during the summer months. In this stark context, some children shoulder adult burdens well beyond their years. For others, life is simpler. But irrespective of background, each one of the children we met is remarkable. This is their world and some of their stories.
Good morning. I'm Zamadluma Mukhabela. I'm on the way to school. I see lots of things like trees, a fence of somebody's home. My school open before 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, we start learning. I'm near the big road. It is the busy road. And we are busy walking to Okayeni Primary School. We are nearby Mem Dlovu's office. Mem Dlovu is our school principal. I see office is full. I think she is busy there. Good day, ma'am.
Good day, Zama.
What's your name?
I am Nokukhanya Ndlovu.
And how old are you?
I'm 42 years old.
What makes you like to be a manager of this school?
I like to be a manager here because, first of all, I love this place. Secondly, I love the learners. Thirdly, I am a teacher by profession. Right now, I've got about 319 learners who are enrolled here this year, 2005. There are 9 teachers all in all.
How is to be a manager that have lots of children?
It's challenging. For instance, since there are children here, learners from grade R up to grade 7, some of them, they have a number of problems, like those of staying with their grannies, those of staying with their single parents, staying with both parents but unemployed. The majority of learners, they are from families or their homes where there is just mother or father. Some of them have died because of HIV and AIDS, but some of them have died because of malaria. That's another problem that we have in this area. Well, others of car accident. So when they come here, the learners, they have problems, problems of hunger. They come without food in their stomachs. It makes it difficult. Though on the other side, we can provide something, but it's difficult for them to concentrate in class because of the number of problems that they come to class with.
What's this school done about the children that come to school without food?
Okay, number one, I could say the department is providing them with food from Monday to Friday, nutrition. All learners are getting food. And what the school is doing is the learners, those more especially who are from that background of having a single parent or a granny, they are getting food here at school on a Saturday and Sunday, and during holidays, they are getting food here at school. So that's the little that the school is doing.
Who provides that food for the weekends?
This is a trust station that in Ngwavuma. My dream about the school is this, that I would love to see Okayene being the big school, in a sense that it has more learners, and in a sense that it has some other skills subjects that are offered here at school. I'll be very happy if that can happen here at Okayene. And another thing, I'm looking forward to seeing Okayene having an administration block. I'm looking forward to seeing Okayene having a computer room, home economics room or a kitchen, sewing room, and all those things. I would love to see them happening here at Okayene. That's my biggest dream.
And your school entered the NS competition?
Oh, yes, Zama. Last year, for instance, we entered the natural science competition, and my learners performed very well. We've got one learner who's doing grade 8 this year by the name of Zinhle Mgomezulu, who got a bursary from that competition. That was wonderful.
How do you feel when you see your school entered NS competition and win?
I feel good. Wonderful.
My name is Linda Gutle. I like to play soccer ball. I want to play soccer with my friend Sandil. Do you want to know me? I have one parent, only my father. My mother died when I was 9 years old. When my mother sick for 2 months, and then he go to the hospital, Manguzes Hospital, and he rested for 3 weeks, and then he died 2004. And I feel so sad because I have no mother, and my father got another my stepmother, and I feel so happy because there is a people that could help us when we are hungry. When I'm praying with my friends, I forgot that I have no mother, and when I'm at home and the people spoke with my mother, and I cry and go to sleep.
Every day I sit in the stamp coco and watch the cars.
Now we see the cars that I'm sitting there. I'm come to look at cars. That is the cars I'm looking at. It's so beautiful, that car. I love it. There's a car on the people's world. There is another car. There's so many cars there. That was that is the ambulance. I think the ambulance is come from Kwambus. There's a big car. That is a big car, Isuzu truck.
My name is Sandil. I am 11 years old. I live at Ngwavuma in the area Bambanana. The story I like to tell you is about my dead father. My father went to Pietermaritzburg to work in 2002. When he came back, he was so fat, and he started to be sick, and they take him to the hospital, and they come back to home and go to Inyanga to ask what's wrong. The Inyanga say is he's bewitched, and then father go back to the hospital at Ngwelezane. He stayed for a long time at hospital until he died in January 2004. It was 1 week before reopens at school. My life was not good because many things, if I told my father, father did for me that things. When I grow up, I want to be a president to help those who do not have the houses. This is my friend Lindobuhle Zikali. He is 10 years old. And my name is Sandile Khumalo. I am 11 years old. We go to Okaini Primary School. We are doing grade 6.
Wakala wakala wakawa parazika king po pong pong machimbo zeka sibam kicha ma popcorn at kori truck so chivana no kulu vases tota machas hizi kazi zelama ne no bubu fakas begin do tema tote no fana gitu samas tulunga kali please sura sonye besi
bambi sanda sami ya matibu lekas don't cry
tulunga kali please sura sonye besi bambi sanda sami ya matibu lekas
don't cry don't cry don't cry.
My name is Pretty Girl. I live at Ngwavuma. In my family, I live with my grandfather and grandmother, Pilar Sande and Nomvula. Pilar Sande is my brother. Nomvula is my little sister. I am 11 years old. The story that I want to tell you is about my father and my mother. My father died on 1993 and my mother sick on 1999 and come to my grandfather. My grandfather prayed for my mom and my mom became better. She went to Ezimbengeni and she has a baby. The name of the baby is Nomvula, and mother came back to grandfather. On 1999, my mother went to Joburg, came back to grandfather. My mother talked to me and tell me what's wrong. When my mother was sick, I would stay near to her. I washed my mother's feet, and I give mother food. At first, my mother did not want to tell me she had HIV/AIDS. She was worried that I would not want to go to school and I would stay at home to look after her all the time. When she told me she was sick because of AIDS, I got a fright, but I was glad she told me. Now I knew how to take care of her.
Nomvula! Uhambile!
Nomvula is important to me because when my mother was sick, she said to me, please looking after Nomvula because she is small one.
Hello, Nomvula.
Yep. Singabantana, abancane, abancane.
sihlala ezempeleni singabantwana.
Now I am like mother to Nomvula because I looking after Nomvula and I wash her clothes and I go to cook food for Nomvula. My little sister is very special to me. In the morning, I get up on 4 o'clock and I sweep the yard. And then I go to the tap and I fetch water and I come back to home and I clean in dining room. When I come back to school in afternoon, I go to iron my clothes and Pilar Sanders' clothes and Nomvula's clothes. I go to the tap and then I come back to home and I take the pots to cook. I cook every day for my grandmother and grandfather. Normally we cook on the fire. When Gogo is sick, we cook inside on the paraffin stove.
Hello, my name is Busiso. I am 14 years old. I have 2 parents, father and mother. I have 2 brothers and 1 sister. I'm going to Okaini Primary School. This is my group that I sing with, Skatamia. I sing it a song of HIV and AIDS.
I'm on the way to the tap. I'm Zamazuma Mukabela. And here I'm with Snenhlanhla, Thandeka, Pretty Girl, Noxolo, Sibusisiwe, Nokwenzeka, Nomvula, Mbumbi, Lindokuhle, Sandile, Nobuhle, and Nosambula. I see Lindokuhle's home. That's a noise for the wheelbarrow. Lindokuhle take a wheelbarrow to fetch water with a big container. This tap is near the big road and there are some fields next to the tap. And in the field we have millets, sugar cane and different things that are planted in the field. The water cellar is here and there are a lot of people here want to have a chance to fetch water. People used to fetch water with some different containers. Some came with buckets, some have 10 liters, some have 25 liters.
A woman one.
My name is Pretty Girl. Now I am in my yard. In my yard, I saw my grandfather and the trees and the chickens and the wheelbarrow and the kitchen. I use the wheelbarrow for catching water. Hello, Mkhulu.
Hello.
I love my grandfather very, very much because when I have problem or when I am sick, I go to grandfather and he prays for me. I love to sit with grandfather on veranda because he tells us the Inganekwan stories. Hello, Mkhulu.
Hello.
What is your name? Ubani gama lakho?
Peter.
What is your surname? Ungwakabani sibongo?
Mabika.
Uneminyaka emingaki?
22. 1922. Mine 85.
Omkhulu, uyangithanda? Ungithandelani?
Ngikuthandela ukukondla ukhule nawe ube njengami.
Umkhulu says he loves me because he wants to support me and I'm growing like Mkhulu.
Every day before we sleep, we sing and pray.
Kulawula wena. Kulawula
wena. I pray with my grandfather and grandmother, Nomvula and Philasandi.
Siyakudumisa Nkosi yama yama Nkosi.
Amen.